WGVU Public Radio and our online content is listener and user funded. Please make your contribution today. Click on the red donate button on the top right or call 1-866-677-9488. Thank you.
Well, there would be a new reality of aging. My next guest joins us on the morning show to talk about her latest release. She talks aging, ageism, and how to be an age disruptor. The book is out. We talk about it in my hand, and we look at Disrupt Aging as the title. Good morning to you, CEO of AARP, Joanne Jenkins. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, we have a very strong AARP chapter here in Michigan. Lucky to make sure we get the word out that the anti-aging mantra can easily be dispelled and disrupted, Joanne?
Absolutely. I think what we're trying to do with Disrupt Aging is really get people to own their age and feel good about where they are in life. I know with myself at 58, I'm feeling very good about where I am and what I'm doing. And the Disrupt Aging movement is about really getting people comfortable with owning their age. We know that in this country, the fastest growing age group is people over the age of 85, and the second is over the age of 100. So if you think about that, and when you turn 50, you could have another 40 or 50 years to live.
Let's bring it and bring it well. Couple other surprising facts. It looks like aging is about living, and you're reminding us that 50 is the new 50, not the new 30.
Absolutely. You know, I always say that, you know, those television and magazine articles that says 50 is the new 30 or 60 is the new 40, I like to say 50 is the new 50 and it looks good. And it's very different than it was for our parents or grandparents because people are living longer and healthier. I like to refer to it as the extended middle age, that we really, because of medical science and people living in better health, are going to live another 20 or 30 years longer than our parents or grandparents.
Well, again, Disrupt Aging is your latest, a bold new path to living your best life at every age. You talk about the highlights of choosing where we live. Let's change the rules. Can you also talk a little bit about the chapter, Take Control of Your Health?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we talk about is take control in being responsible for who you are as a person and how you want to live your life. I've referred to it as our four age disruptor areas, which is, you know, we ought to have the right to choose where we want to live and how we want to live, whether that's in our own home or in a nursing home or with friends or relatives, that we ought to have the right to decide whether we want to continue to work. So I refer to it as the right to earn. How do we get society to not define people by their age or what they can do? That we ought to continue learning, that as we continue to get older, people are going to have to keep their skills, whether in technology or in communications, up to par so that they can be competitive in the workplace or also in their communities. And then the last freedom is around how do you find and live out the person that you've always wanted to be, to find your own personal purpose and meaning, and to really be able to give back to your community.
Joanne Jenkins with us, CEO of AARP, along with Bo Workman, Disrupt Aging, her latest work. Joanne, goodness gracious, the chapter of Let's Change the Rules. What rules should I change first?
We really want to change the rules of engagement. We want to get our elected and public officials to really start addressing some of these societal issues that really discriminate against aging. We also want them to get focused on areas around financial savings that allow people to save at their place of employment, even if their organization or doesn't have a 401k savings plan. We also want to make sure that people have the right to provide caregiving services to loved ones who might be in their family or in their community. And so it really is about how do we challenge outdated beliefs about aging and spark new ideas so that people can live the life that they want to live.
Joanne, leave us with an action item. What is a top tip for achieving the best life there is, no matter what time of life I want to begin this adventure?
Well, I guess my best advice would be it's never too late to start changing how you're living your life, whether it's around taking care of yourself, living healthier, exercising and eating right, whether it's around wealth, starting to save regardless of how small it is, so that you don't outlive your income. And then lastly, to do something that you feel good about and finding real meaning and purpose in your own life.
How do we find out more about Disrupt Aging and you and yours, Joanne Jenkins?
Thank you. We invite people to go to disruptaging.org for more information.
All right. I'm ready. Thanks, Joanne. Take care.
Thank you.